This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. There has been an uptick in voter registrations with about 7 weeks left until Election Day. Chicago and Cook County officials today hosted numerous events on this National Voter Registration Day. Max Bever works with the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners and was at an event today in Daly Plaza to inform the public about voting information. And he tells my colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana that since June 1st, the office has recorded over 37,000 new registrations.
And the most exciting part of that is that there young voters, and the majority of those voters are also women, all under the age of 35. We're seeing a very strong new voter registration surge from 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds, too.
Bever says voters can submit paper applications until October 8th. Online applications can be submitted before October 20th, and same-day registration can be done at all early voting sites and precinct locations on Election Day, November 5th. A commission created in response to the alleged killing of Sonia Massey by police held its first listening session last night. My colleague Alex Degman reports some members of the public are skeptical. More than 200 people have applied to be on the Massey Commission, including Springfield resident Jenna Broom. She's worried the group will not have subpoena power and therefore won't have any teeth.
That's not okay. So I want to ensure that when this commission asks for something and needs documentation or video or whatever, that they get that. That needs to happen.
Other speakers wanted assurances that a member of the Massey family will sit on that commission. Nobody has been selected yet for the commission. The Sangamon County Board still needs to formally approve the group's creation and its $175,000 budget. The commission will study what led to Massey's death and make recommendations within a year on how to move forward. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin today led a committee hearing on the rise in hate crimes in the country. My colleague Michael Puente reports the most recent data from the FBI shows there were more than 11,600 hate crimes reported in 2022. At today's hearing, Durbin called out anti-Jewish and anti-Muslim hate speech spurred by the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. He denounced racist claims made by former President Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance against Haitian refugees.
Free speech is sacred in America, but public officials on both sides of the aisles have a responsibility not to fan the flames of hatred.
Republicans on the committee say college campuses that allow anti-Semitic hate speech should lose federal funding. Chicago elected officials are slated to receive a 4% raise next year, but Mayor Brandon Johnson hasn't said whether he's going to take that. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports the mayor, the city clerk, the treasurer, and alderpersons receive an automatic raise each year tied to the rate of inflation. And if Johnson accepts that increase, it would boost his salary to a little over $230,000. Alderperson Byron Sigcho Lopez is declining the raise in face of a nearly $1 billion budget gap.
Everybody is looking to make sacrifices, and I think we got to lead by example.
But Alderperson William Hall says the decision is personal.
I'm not going to get in anybody's business. You got alders that got families, children. The cost of food has gone up. The cost of everything has gone up, including the cost to work.
The highest paid alders will make roughly $152,000 next year. And REO Speedwagon has decided it's time for them to fly. The rock band with Central Illinois roots issued a statement saying they're going to stop touring at the end of the year. The statement cites irreconcilable differences between lead singer Kevin Cronin and bassist Bruce Hall, and they couldn't fight the feeling anymore. But the band says they'll keep on loving you, the fans, as they thanked fans for their support and rolling with the changes as they ride the storm out.
I believe it's time for me to fly.
Sunny skies today and a high in the upper 80s, but cooler near the lake. Tonight, clear skies, a low in the upper 50s, and sunny on Wednesday with a high in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.